big day of wrestling going on tomorrow at the high school. We're going to talk about that and a much more with Albert Lee, head wrestling coach. Tyler Vogt joins us here on Kate Radio. And Tyler, a good afternoon. How's your Friday going?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. So far, so good.
Well, good to hear. Now, before we talk about some real talented teams coming to the high school tomorrow, I do want to talk about things from earlier this week. And I guess the best way is to go back to a Saturday. And I don't have the information in front of me. I do apologize. But your team was down in New Hampton for a tournament. And if I remember correctly, you guys got second place. And the reason you got second was because you tied New Hampton. Was it New Hampton Turkey Valley? Is that the team you guys tied with?
New Hampton Turkey Valley.
And they ended up winning via the tiebreaker. Which tiebreaker decided that matchup?
Well, we had one forfeit. And so the first criteria is pins, injury defaults, and forfeits. And we had the same amount there. And then the next criteria was the least amount of forfeits. And they had zero, we had one. So we ended up losing on that criteria.
So so even though you got second place, I could still call you champs, right? That's just, little
well,
thing.
Well, I mean, I thought we had a good weekend. We ended up beating the team that won the tournament, Clary Goldfield Downs. But they won on because they had the most team points throughout the day, because it was basically like a three-way tie with us, New Hampton, Turkey Valley, and Clary and Goldfield Downs. So they ended up actually winning the tournament based on the amount of team points they had for the day.
So Clarion beat New Hampton. New Hampton beat you guys on a tiebreaker, and you guys beat Clarion.
Yeah, a lot of good wrestling that was going on.
Well, that's a pretty impressive showing by Albert Lee. Congrats on a great Saturday. Not officially champions, but I'll put it in my books as you guys won down there, because that's awesome. How cool is it to go down to Iowa and get a chance to take on a different talent that you're probably not going to see, obviously, here in Minnesota?
Well, that's the best thing about it. You know, we don't see any of those teams in the postseason, and so we don't really have anything to lose. It's just a great opportunity for us to go out and get on the map.
Tyler Vogt with us, talking Albert Lee Wrestling. Tuesday, you were in Mankato. You knocked off East. You knocked off Rochester Mayo. The Rochester Mayo match, if I remember, was relatively close. I know Mayo's got a very good wrestling program. Give us your thoughts and kind of recap a couple of Big Nine wins on Tuesday.
I thought it was a really good duel. Mayo did a lot of good things. They're a very well-coached team. They were doing everything that they could to save bonus points, just like we were trying to do everything that we could to save bonus points. But in the end, we had a couple guys really step up for us. And both situations with people stepping up, you know, there was guys that won matches for us that were really impactful. And there's guys that, you know, they maybe have lost, but they did not give up bonus points. Right. And that's something that we've been trying to preach as a dual team.
40-31 victory against Rochester Mayo, 48-22 win against Mankato East. Your team still unbeaten in the Big Nine Conference, 6-0. Anybody else in the conference still unbeaten? Do you know offhand?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So Owatonna's already suffered a loss at some point?
Yeah, they lost to Northfield.
Okay. Have you guys wrestled Northfield yet?
Not yet, but we're going to wrestle them next Thursday along with Faribault.
Okay, so that is coming up on Thursday. It's a triangular at the high school. Again, a Northfield is going to be in town. So they have a loss already too?
I believe so. I think Rochester May will be them at the beginning of the year.
Okay, so that's a huge match coming up on Thursday, January 26th, as the Tigers look to win another Big Nine championship. So mark that on your calendar again. Thursday, January 26th, like Tyler mentioned, Northfield and Faribault will be at Ori Jirley Gymnasium, 5:30 start again on the 26th. We want to talk about...
Hey, sorry to correct you, but where it's actually going to be in Northfield.
Yeah. No, you can... When I'm making mistakes, Tyler, anytime.
Nope.
Cut me off. Yes.
I just didn't want people to show up excited to watch us wrestle.
It's in Northfield. Go to Northfield. Yep. Go to Northfield to watch the matchup at Northfield High School. My eyes deceive me sometimes. I'm getting older in age. 5:30 at Northfield. Thank you for correcting me. Thursday, January 26th. Tomorrow, this event's at the high school. This event is going on tomorrow, 11 o'clock start. I heard it's Family Day. What is that entitle coming up tomorrow?
So we're just going to recognize all of our seniors and recognize all of our wrestlers' families tomorrow. So we'll have like a little social while Simley and Eden Prairie are wrestling. And we're actually going to be having a social at the Moose Lodge after the try is over.
Oh, nice.
So good opportunity for families to get together, hang out. I think it'll be a good day for everybody.
And I'm assuming you're encouraging, you know, if your family is not a part of wrestling or don't have anybody in wrestling, still encouraging, you know, to bring the kids out and come check out the matchups.
Absolutely, for sure.
11 o'clock it starts on Saturday. That's tomorrow morning, of course. Simley is ranked number one. Eden Prairie is ranked number four. I know your team saw Eden Prairie already this year. Is this the first time matching up with Simley?
Yep, first time wrestling Simley this year.
And Tyler, what's the schedule for tomorrow? Who's wrestling at 11 and then after that and after that?
So we're going to be wrestling Simley right away. And then after our duel with Simley, there's going to be all of our, like our senior day, family day events going on.
Okay.
And then after that, we will be, Simley and Eden Prairie will be wrestling. And then we will end the try with us wrestling Eden Prairie.
Okay. So a busy day of wrestling at Ori Jirley Gymnasium tomorrow here in Albert Lee. Bring the family out. Again, all the fun starts at 11 a.m. at Northfield coming up on Thursday, January 26th. See a big matchup against your Raiders and Faribault. We'll have the matchup on Thursday, February 2nd when Owatonna rivals meet one more time. Tyler's former school. I just had to mention that. 7 o'clock on a Thursday, February 2nd. We'll have that matchup for you right here on Kate Radio. Tyler, anything else you want to add about the program this last week before I let you go?
No, I think we covered it all.
Sounds great. Tyler, thank you so much for the time. Good luck in the tournament coming up tomorrow, the triangular tomorrow, and we'll probably touch base on Friday and recap those two matches and recap again Northfield and Faribault on the road at Northfield coming up on Thursday. Appreciate the time like always. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.